We tried to attack with intent. We tried to press the opposition. But, you know, fair respect to the opposition. They're an excellent side. And I think it, at times, the game's marginal no matter where you stand in the football pyramid. And it was tonight, but fair credit to Stoke. I think they managed the occasion well, you know, and were the winners in the end.
And you had a couple of world-class goals against you. That doesn't help, does it?
No. I think, obviously, the Bojan goal. It didn't frighten us, though. It was a great piece of skill, but it didn't frighten us. I thought it was excellent in the first half, especially. We created opportunities on another day, possibly in the league format. That goal's in for us. But, listen, I think the lads have done the football club credit, and they've not embarrassed us at all.
Yes, you didn't hide after that goal. In fact, your goalkeeper had very little to do in the first half, did he?
Very little to do in the first half. It was a bit different in the second half, but at half-time, I'm reasonably content with the way we're performing. If we perform like that, majority of the time, we get a result. But it's very difficult against opposition from the Premier League. They managed the game well. They took our energy away from us with the timing of the goals. The second goal, again, it's 5 minutes into the second half. It virtually kills the spectacle as a contest.
Glad you got the goal, though. You deserved that. The crowd deserved that as well, didn't they?
They did. You know, we don't really concentrate too much on the scoreline. But it was nice to get, that consolation goal, if you like. But I think for the hard work that the players have put in. But I'm really, really pleased with the players and the performance that we've put in tonight against a very good Premier League side.
Well,
no worries, thanks for that.
Thank you,
Mark. Keith, you must be hopeful of continuing what has been a great season for you.
Well, we are. We're trying to develop. We're still establishing ourselves as a League One football club. But I take a lot of encouragement from that performance. It was always a difficult ask to create a cup upset. But I'm pleased with the players. And I hope that the level of performance does continue. And if it does, then I think we'll have a very successful end of the season.
Has it been an enjoyable experience?
Yeah, superb. I said before the game, you know, to keep improving, you've got to play against better opposition. And arguably, that's as good as we've played against. And I know we'll learn from that. Because we've competed tonight, but we've played our game as well. We've not to try to change our style. And I think it's worked in our favour a little bit, even though the result hasn't.
Can I just ask you a couple of questions about Coventry?
Yeah, of course you can.
What do you expect there then, after a pretty heroic cup adventure?
I just expect a continuation of the season that we've had. It's not too significant who we're playing. We just take each opposition as it comes, whether it's at home or away. We're enjoying the journey. The journey is trying to create a League One football club and a League One side who can keep improving. And I feel as though we've got the infrastructure at the club now, especially with the squad that we've got, that we can keep improving. But I don't know what's going to happen during the remainder of the season. But if we perform like we have done tonight, I'm encouraged going anywhere, playing anybody.
Are you surprised how well some of your young players have done, Keith?
I think there's a protection environment from our staff and the way we try and nurture these players. I think they know that they can trust myself and the staff to really look after these boys and give them a lot of protection and a lot of love, I suppose, and forgiveness. They put our trust in us, and it can be kind of special. But you see, when you've got talent like we're trying to nurture, we have to have a protection mechanism because we can't expose them to what can be a harsh, negative industry at times. And we've done well to do that with all our players, regardless of whether they're still at the club or not. And it doesn't surprise me because, like I said, I know how well we do protect them.